Horns up and welcome to a brand new episode of Headbangers Kitchen. I'm back and I've got a keto recipe for you guys. This is a kick-ass keto chicken curry. Yup, and I'm really excited to make this and show it to you. Now, I have a small request before we get into the recipe. If you guys like the show, if you like these videos, if you like these recipes, please share them on your Facebook, please tweet about them, Instagram them, do something. Just share it with people that you know and let's get more people watching the show. And I promise you nothing but kick-ass recipes. So anyway, let's go and make that keto chicken curry. Okay, before we get into making the curry, you might have noticed that I'm not wearing my chef's coat. That's because it's too hot in Mumbai and it's also gone for a wash. And I'm sporting this Zero Gravity t-shirt. They are a very kick-ass band from Indore, a metal band, groove metal. So if you like that kind of stuff, check them out and give them a thumbs up. And yeah, let's go make that curry now. So to make our chicken curry, we're going to start by marinating our chicken. And we're going to start with some ginger garlic paste, some salt, some red chili powder, some turmeric, some coriander powder, and some garam masala. Then you give this all a nice and good mix. Oh, and I better not forget, add the juice of half a lime, or a limbu as we call them in India. Mix that all thoroughly and let it marinate for 20 to 30 minutes at least. The longer the better, obviously. Anyway, now it's time to make the curry. So we're going to start by heating some butter in our pan, well, actually in this wok that I'm using, and I'm using it because I find it easier to cook with, and also you can see things better if I'm using this, but you can use your normal saucepan. So once the butter has melted, we're going to fry our onion, and I'm using one large onion so that will keep you within your macros for the day. And what we're going to do is we're going to cook this till it gets a nice golden brown color to it. Then we're going to add in some cumin seeds, some cloves and some cardamoms and cook that for a bit. Next, we add in our ginger garlic paste and cook it out some more. Then I'm going to throw in some almonds, and what is going to happen is I'm going to blitz all this later and the almonds are going to add a little bit of creaminess to the curry. I'm also going to throw in some tomato puree, just a little bit, not too much, so you'll still be within your macros once again. Cook this out for a bit, and the next thing we're going to do is we're going to blend this in our blender. And now we've got a nice creamy consistency to the gravy. Now in the same wok, we're going to heat up some butter again and we're going to fry our chicken, which has been marinating now for at least an hour in my case. Once our chicken has got some color and the masalas have been cooked nicely, we're going to deglaze with some water. And we're also going to throw in that delicious creamy gravy that we made. And now we're just going to cover this and let it cook for about 10 minutes till the chicken is nicely done and tender. Okay, now that our chicken is done and that curry looks absolutely delicious, we're going to finish it off with some fresh coriander and some fresh cream. And there you have it. Our keto chicken curry is ready. And oh my god, does that look delicious or does that look delicious? Okay, so it's time to taste the delicious chicken curry with some cauliflower rice. And if you guys don't know how to make cauliflower rice, just click here and you can watch the recipe because I've made it before. And it's really easy and it's delicious and you know how to make it now. So let me taste some of this curry with some of the cauliflower rice. Oh wow, that is creamy, that is so delicious. And I love chicken legs, so I've taken the leg piece and I'm just going to bite into this. It is moist, perfectly seasoned, delicious. I can see I'm licking my fingers. Oh my god. I don't want to talk anymore. I want to go and eat my lunch now, which is this, as you can see. But thank you for watching this episode. Please do share it on all your social media if you like it. Give the video a thumbs up and I'll see you on the next episode of Headbangers Kitchen. So till then, cheers and keep cooking.